The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. See what the Lakers did to the Nets this weekend? Boy, you look at this schedule coming up, you're like, they got some tough teams. Can they go 500-ish until LeBron gets back? Could be, you know, a little bit more time. Boy, they stole. This was a game you penciled down for a loss. They stole it. Done stole it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17, New York City. You think that's a statement? There was so much in, especially L.A. basketball yesterday, or over the weekend, I should say. Is that a statement win for the Lakers? You know, in a weird way, it was. Because no LeBron, no AD. Yeah, but KD's on a minutes restriction, and Kyrie got tossed in the third quarter, and James Harden wasn't there. All that's true. It's not so much who they beat. That's not really the Nets. It's the fact that they got a win in a game like that, and when you look at what this did, like, for a while it was like, boy, without AD or LeBron, these role players got to step up and show extra dimension to their game, and for a minute they weren't doing that. But now they're 5-6 since LeBron went out. No LeBron, no AD. They're 5-6. That's all they got to do is tread water till the big guns get back. And let me tell you something. Picking up Andre Drummond post-trade deadline in a buyout. Here's the thing. The whole issue with the Lakers is they're deep with rotation players, but they only have really three starters. Dennis Schroeder is a solid average starter at point guard, which is a good player. It's a very competitive position, very important position. LeBron James is the best in the world, and AD is one of the best in the world. MVP-level players. And then, but no one else is really quite a starter. There's a reason Montrezl Harrell's a six-man-of-the-year type guy. No one else is really a starter. Talen Horton Tucker has a bright future, but he's very young still. When you pick up Andre Drummond, however you think the fit is once AD gets back, whatever, that is an above-average starting center. Above-average starting center. And Marc Gasol is a name brand, but he's long in the tooth. Andre Drummond is still playing at above average starting NBA center levels. So now you look at the Lakers and you go, oh, you have the best player in the world, another MVP caliber player, provided they're both healthy, a solid starting point guard, which is a really good player to be a starting solid, and an above average five. Now, at the two or whatever you want to call it, the Lakers don't have exactly a starting caliber guy, but they got a lot of rotation pieces they can mix in there, including THT and KCP, all the initials, all the three. They might have some KFC in there. I don't know what else. TNT? What do they have in there? If you have three initials and you're known by them, you might be the final starter on this Lakers squad. For real, Caruso can play too. Like, so now suddenly if you have one position where you're under average at starting level caliber guys, but you have like three or four or five guys when you include the forwards, where you're like, oh no, but those are rotation pieces, and you got superstars on the team and you're above average, you're in good shape. Andre Drummond, sure. Remember when they got him, I was like, this could be a 20-15 guy considering the offense the Lakers need and his offensive abilities. 20-11 yesterday. Over the weekend. So this game look, there's a lot to get into because I was arguing with Stephen A. last week. James Harden's the most important player on the Nets. You know, KD and Kyrie, they're capable of losing a game like this together. If Harden's on the team, they ain't losing that game. Not when LeBron and AD aren't playing. But given the fact that Harden wasn't playing, what's Kyrie doing getting thrown out of the game? I mean, Schroeder has an excuse. He had a pretty good excuse after the game. Because early in the third quarter, they get into it. Schroeder thinks he's getting fouled by Kyrie. I'm not sure that Kyrie was fouling him, but Schroeder gets the call against, you know, like Kyrie with the offensive foul. And, sorry, not with the offensive foul. Schroeder, like Kyrie's defense results in the foul being called on Kyrie. Schroeder's clapping for it. Kyrie starts jawing at him and doesn't stop. Schroeder's like, what's your problem? Now, what Schroeder didn't know is originally they got double techs. They both got teed up. So when Kyrie wouldn't leave it alone, they tossed Kyrie. And according to Schroeder after the game, he was basically clapping Kyrie leaving the court. He's like, okay, good, see you later. Or waving to him, bye. And then they teed Schroeder up for that. He didn't know that was his second tee. He's ejected. So both guys go out. Do I think the Lakers would have won had Kyrie stayed in the game? No, the truth is I don't. I think when it came down to it, a player of Kyrie's abilities down the stretch probably pulls it out for the Nets, but that's not what happened. And that's on Kyrie. Got to keep a cooler head than that. The team really needs him without James Harden there especially. But by the way, Schroeder was also lighting it up. Both Kyrie and Schroeder, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but they both played 20 minutes, 21 minutes, something like that, and they were both around 20 points at the time that they got tossed. Schroeder was playing very well. So it also didn't do, like, you know, would you trade Schroeder for Kyrie? Yes. If you're the Lakers, you make that deal. But that's a big shot for the Lakers to take, too, and they still gutted out and really went on a run. You got to be happy with that Lakers squad right now. You see that? I mean, Talen Horton Tucker is finding teammates, showing real court vision, hitting threes. You know, like, he's a player. There's a reason Masai Ujiri wouldn't trade Lowry unless THT was in the deal, and there's a reason they wouldn't include THT in the deal. The Lakers, if LeBron, who's really needed this rest, and AD especially, considering the nature of his injury, come back healthy. They're not coming back to the same team they left. These new players have, like, for lack of a better word, explored new dimensions to their game in recent competition at the NBA level. THT, KCP hit some big shots. Drummond is a guy, he's a newcomer to the team, but, you know, he's easily capable of getting 20 and 10 or 20 and 15 even. They got a little crew. Markieff Morris. Got some guys who can play. The Lakers are probably better off this way if they come back healthy, because LeBron also has got to rest. Here's Malika Andrews, ESPN NBA reporter extraordinaire. Primetime on ESPN Radio. How many games do the Nets big three need to play together to be prepared for the playoffs?
History would say they would have to play at least a dozen games together, and that's going to be something that potentially the Nets are facing down as being a little bit challenging. When I ask players that question, when I ask Steve Nash that question, he said, well, ideally we would have had all season, but that's simply not the case. And so it's almost unfair for us, which he said, to be sitting up here talking about ideally how many games we would have, because we're just not going to have the ideal. We're going to get what we get, and we're going to have to do the best we can with it.
Malika, everyone knows when you say get what you get, you have to follow that with, and you don't get upset. When you have kids, Rod, you understand that right away. You get what you get, and you don't get upset. Boy, you could wear that one out when you got kids. At any rate, that's what Raj tells his boy when he says, Dad, can we spend some time together? Raj, my producer in L.A., I'm in New York, still the COVID days. Kid picked up the bass guitar and fantasy sports and stuff just to spend time with his father. Dad, do you have 5 minutes? Son, you get what you get, and you don't get upset. But seriously, Malika's right. Like, history would say a dozen games they got to play together, the Nets big three. The Lakers are okay because they just won a championship with a similar nucleus, well, the same nucleus, and similar players. I would say the Lakers actually probably need a little more time together than the Nets because they have a big two, and then the talent's more diffuse over the rest of the team. And it's a new point guard, you know, compared to last year with Rondo. Better regular season point guard than Rondo. We'll see about the playoffs. The Nets big three, I got news. This doesn't work like every other team. James Harden rolled out of bed, showed up fat and out of shape in Brooklyn looking like a hot mess, was a walking triple-double with 30 points in wins. No, Harden and Kyrie, and even without KD, have already shown the ability to play together just rolling out of bed, beating all the teams in the league. Now you're going to add KD? KD is not one of these dudes who needs a million reps with his new team, with his new teammates. KD is just additive. When healthy, he's a great defender. He's become an excellent passer. You saw that in the finals before he went down. His passing was deadly, obviously the scoring was. But the scoring. Like, he can score from anywhere with ease. People were talking about, like, oh, it was like a kind of quiet night for KD. He played 24 minutes. He had almost as many points as he had, like, a point a minute. And it was quiet for him. No, I don't think the Nets need, like, I mean, ideally they'd have some time together. But whoever they see in the first round, if they have KD, Kyrie, and Harden all healthy, the first round, they're going to make mincemeat of whoever's waiting for them. And then they'll get their reps as they go. I don't even think they do. I think the Lakers do, though. We got Kendrick Perkins on the line right now, ESPN NBA analyst on the Goodyear Hotline. Big Perk.
What's up, Max?
I was arguing with Stephen A. last week, Perk. I said, I know
about,
KD
about
is
about what?
Everything, of course. You know, he says left, I say right. He says up, I say down. But if we were talking about the most important player in the Nets, and I was acknowledging KD is the best player in the Nets. Most important player is James Harden. And I look at yesterday, I know Kyrie got ejected. I know KD had a minutes limit and all that. No James Harden. Like, with James Harden, I don't think they lose that game. Without James Harden, they're capable of losing those kind of games. What did you take away from the Lakers and Nets yesterday or this weekend?
Well, first, I would have to agree with you and say that you're right. Mm-hmm. James Harden is the most important piece, most important player out of those three, in my opinion. The way he's been playing, the way he took over that point guard position, he gets others involved at a different level, like the Joe Harris's, the Jeff Green's, the LaMarcus Aldridge. He gets them easy baskets
Claxton. Because
of the way that he – yeah. I mean, the way that he's able to drive and kick. But I will say this. Andre Drummond was very impressive to me. That 2011, I mean, he just killed the Nets in the inside. I mean, was just a monster. But overall, I thought a bright side was Ben McLemore. Mm-hmm. New change of scenery. Being with the Lakers. Caldwell Pope, who had been struggling. Now he has pressure on him to deliver now, because you have a guy like Ben McLemore, and that's the great thing about adding depth to your roster, because you want to hold guys accountable, because if you're not holding up, you're end of the bargain. There's someone else on the end of the bench. Taylor Horton Tucker.
Here it is.
Kyle Kuzma.
Wait, let's
Kyle
stop
Kuzma
right there. Let's stop on THT. You were not shaped like a normal basketball player. Neither is he, Perk. I know you have to have a soft spot for THT.
Oh, yeah, he get it done. I don't care. He may not pass the eye test, but he know how to play the game of basketball.
He had some passes last night on Saturday.
He's just like the dude Cadillac Red, who used to be at the park back in my hometown, who used to put the 40 down right before he started giving people work at the age of 50. Mm-hmm. That's how Taylor Horton Tucker
plays. You think THC has an old man YMCA game? Is that what you're saying? Old man park game?
Yeah, but he's still gonna give you that work. It don't matter how his game look, he got game.
What do you like about his game? Wait, I'm stopping you on THT because I love this player. What, like, to me, what I see, like, it's so tough to you can't really fit him in a certain kind of peg, you know what I mean? Or in a certain kind of, you can't fit that peg in a certain kind of hole. He's like, he's got court vision, he's got passing ability, he can shoot it sometimes, I can't really think of a player exactly that I've seen just like him. But he can play. He can really play.
He could play. He could post up. He finishes well around the basket. He could slash. He's a good enough shooter to be a spacer. He has a high IQ defensively. He's a dog. He's not backing down. He plays with activity. He gets deflection. He jumps in passing lane. But I'm going to say this to you, Matt. Mm-hmm. When is Steve Nash going to stop catering to Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge, okay? Because DeAndre Jordan has been getting nothing but DMPs. And I'm going to tell you this.
Why you bring up DeAndre? It's Claxton. He's the best big they got.
But listen, DeAndre Jordan is still – hold on, Max. Tone it down for a second, because I can remember 2 months ago you said that DeAndre Jordan is the most important piece to – the Brooklyn Nets.
The problem is, Perk, he doesn't do it. He doesn't do it consistently. Like it's inconsistent. That's why he's getting DMPs.
No, he's getting DMPs because they getting caught up in video game instead of reality. Okay, the thing is that DeAndre Jordan is a guy that I know to anchor a defense when it matters the most. He's been to multiple. He's been in multiple playoff series. He's battle tested. I'm not taking nothing from Claxton, but he hasn't been there yet. DeAndre Jordan needs to get playing time. He's a live threat. He's a guy that can anchor the defense. And the Brooklyn Nets are not going to win a championship without DeAndre Jordan.
Well, I'm agreeing with you if you say instead of, like, Blake. I thought LaMarcus Aldridge looked impressive on a couple plays on Saturday night. Talking to Kendrick Perkins, ESPN NBA analyst and NBA champion here on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. I want to move on because I have a question for you about Kyrie Irving. He's missed a bunch of games for personal reasons. And Perk, to me, he shows up in the playoffs and like his life priorities may be in order. Maybe it's more important to take care of your personal business than your professional life. But we're not here to evaluate his personal life. We're here to him as a man. We're here to evaluate him as a basketball player. And he's been unavailable to the team because of these absences throughout this season. But on Saturday, he also got thrown out of the game. Like, he already got teed up. He knew he was teed up, and he kept jawing and got thrown out with no Harden, and his team lost. What is your view on Kyrie Irving and the games that he's missing for personal reasons and the fact that he got ejected Saturday night?
Well, let me start on the personal reasons, okay? The thing is this. Every single person in the NBA is going through something in their personal life. We don't see them taking away going away for games missing because of personal reasons. Like, no, like, you're getting paid $30 million. You got to find a way to manage those personal reasons that's going on, those personal matters, along with basketball. Now, I get it. He gave birth to a child on one occasion. I get that point.
He
but
did?
The other personal
That's the headline. He gave birth?
Yeah, I thought it was in the reports. Kyrie Irving gave birth to, I believe, his second child. I think he had a second child.
That was a joke, Perk. He's not the one who gave birth, but go ahead, yes.
Okay, so my thing is this, okay? Every player is going through something personally, whether it's dealing with family members or issues as within themselves, whatever the case may be. We don't see no other guys missing games missing this many games for personal issues. So I have a problem with that because, you know, he always bounced back, and the cover up B is what he done as far as in the world, as far as in social justice. Kyrie donated X amount of dollars to certain organizations. And that's a great thing. I'm not saying it's not. But it still shouldn't stop you from having to come and do your job that you're getting paid over $30 million to do. I know people that work at Walmart. I know people that work at Kroger's. I know people
they're going through it, too. They
got
to show up because they got bills to pay. Although I don't know how many of them
have to show up to work. And they're dealing with more. They're dealing with personal issues on a day-to-day basis.
But Perk, let's be honest.
Their life is way more stressful. What you about to say?
They don't have a crossover like Kyrie. Maybe if they could finish in the paint like Kyrie, they could take some days off of work too. As long as he shows up in the playoffs, I'm okay with Kyrie. Like, I hear you. Like, this is the reason he's not an MVP caliber player, one of them. There's stuff like this. But on the other hand, he's a killer in crunch time. I have another question for you. Big Kendrick Perkins. First of all, breaking news that Kyrie Irving gave birth. That's amazing. I need to give birth. I put on 15 pounds during COVID. I wish I could give birth. Listen, Perk. Did we see the dunk of the year? Miles Bridges posterized Clint Capella. Is that the dunk of the year?
Well, Max, I'm going to say this. As a guy that's been dunked on throughout my career, but I done blocked a lot of shots, that might have been a dunk of the decade, okay? That dunk reminded me of when Vince Carter dunked on Alonzo Mourning. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was that good. He took off. Miles Bridges took off from the dots. He cocked it back on a leaner, okay?
Violently.
On a leaner for 2 feet, went through his body, and it wasn't a fingertip. I mean, literally, this was a throwdown, And then he landed on 2 feet. Anthony Edwards had a phenomenal dunk, but I think this one took the cake, man.
You know what? Let me tell you why you're wrong about this, Perk, okay? This was a phenomenal dunk, no doubt. to me, I don't. Maybe I'll remember this. Maybe I won't. I know I'm never going to forget that Anthony Edwards dunk. The Anthony Edwards dunk, like, it's not fair. I know what you mean, like degree of difficulty, who he was posterizing, all that stuff. You're not wrong technically, but there was something about Edwards, like. His head was over the rim. He's not tall like that for his head for him to get that high. He didn't dunk on a name brand. Maybe it wasn't like everything you. But there's something about it that will, like, when Anthony Edwards did it, I immediately started thinking about what are the greatest in-game dunks in the NBA I've ever seen, because that's one of them. Not fairness, yeah, but- not logical, just emotional reaction. That Edwards dunk, I was like, I don't know if I'd seen anything like it.
Yeah, but Max. We're talking about Clint Capela, who's a top 10 shot blocker in the league. This is a guy, by the way, who had 10 blocks in the game this season. This is a guy that is the ultimate rim protector that we're talking about. And let me tell you this. Take Clint Capela out of it and just say Miles Bridges just did that dunk through the lane on no one.
In a dunk contest. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But the point that he did it on somebody and a center that's one of the best shot blockers, and he threw it in. It wasn't one of those two-finger dunks. No, it was a throw-in dunk from the dots in a leaner, like big boy stats. Something I do to you at L.A. Fitness, man.
Let me tell you something, Perk. You may have won a championship in the NBA and played a bunch of years and dunked on people and been dunked on and blocked shots and everything. However, I have been watching dunks with much interest for over 40 years. So I think I'm qualified to talk about this. No lie. Let me tell you something. People who can't dunk, everyone who can't dunk has dreams that they dunked. And you wake up kind of believing, oh, man, that was a dream.
Yeah.
Perk, I've never touched the rim. Do you understand? I cannot jump. At no point in my life could I jump up and grab the rim. Kendrick Perkins, the great Kendrick Perkins, join me on the Goodyear Hotline as usual. Raj and Brendan just hung up on you, Perk. Sorry about that, but they're rude like that. Helping you discover the road ahead, Goodyear, more driven. Are the Packers blaming Aaron Rodgers for their lack of off-season moves? You hear my computer career ads and think, I don't know anything about computers. You don't have to. Before starting, many graduates could turn a computer on and off, and that's it. Now they're IT pros, and you could do it too. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It ain't rocket science. It's my computer career.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Is it Aaron Rodgers' fault? The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Show presented by Progressive Insurance. Who's the most important member of the Nets' big three? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know what? Before I even get to Aaron Rodgers, Josh in Michigan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hey, Max, I'm curious if you experience KD on the court the past game the same way I did, kind of holding your breath when he played. And how long do you need to see him play before, you know, you're not too worried about what you see him, you know, being worried by getting hurt on the court?
I hear you. No, I felt pretty good about it. I like the fact that he's not playing too many minutes right away. But I think that, look, first of all, the way KD is built, you know, he's just at his height and weight, you know, playing an athletic sport, you're always a little nervous, especially if he's coming off an Achilles. But he looked smooth and, you know, he did a whole bunch of things, including he made a move to the basket and dunked it with some authority, and I thought he looked good. I wasn't, waiting for something bad to happen. I thought he looked good, and I think they're handling him the right way. What I'm interested in is he is the best player on the team, and Kyrie's the most spectacular. But to me, James Harden is the most important player on the team. He's raised his game even above his MVP levels now. He just walked onto that team as a triple-double with 30 points in wins. And he and Kyrie, before KD was even there, were beating up the Western Conference on a road swing. Western Conference, no KD. KD is just additive. He's just going to make them better. But Harden is the key to that team. You take Harden off that team, they ain't winning a championship. If they're all healthy and Harden's on the team, I don't think they can't win the championship. Or are the Lakers too much, Lakers fans? You like what you're seeing from Andre Drummond, from Talen Horton Tucker, more recently from Markieff Morris and KCP and Caruso, and you like what you're seeing, Lakers fans? Schroeder. So when LeBron and AD get back, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Rob Domofsky of ESPN is reporting that an unnamed agent suggested that the Packers are refraining from making free agent moves until something is done with Aaron Rodgers' contract. Listen to this, quote, "I don't know who's really calling the shots there, but it's screwing the Packers in a lot of ways right now because there's just no cap space. They've called me about one of my players and said, hey, this is where we are right now, and until we get something big done, hint, hint, we don't have any space. It's kind of like a lose-lose situation right now," end quote. I would blame the Packers and not Rodgers for this. Of course, the Packers would like to restructure Rodgers' contract so that they free up some cap space. So it's normally done. But Rodgers is saying, hang on a second. Hang on a sec. The market has changed since I signed my deal. I just won the MVP and deserved it. You know, in the middle of Patrick Mahomes' prime, like, Rodgers won it, clearly. He was the best quarterback regular season in the world. I want a big, fat new deal. And the Packers are saying, well, we want to restructure you, but we don't want to add too much, too many years. And, you know, it could be an issue when we're trying to trade you when we think Jordan Love is ready. Right? Or is it Aaron Rodgers saying, nah, man, I'm out of here? If it's Rodgers saying, no, I'm out of here, okay. But if the Packers wanted to give him a big, fat new deal, a fat one, he going to say no? Think about it like this. And on ESPN Plus right now, which if you don't have, I'm not saying this just because, I mean, I'm able to say it out loud on the air because I work here, but I would tell you this in private if I didn't work here. ESPN Plus is the best service going. If you're watching ESPN Plus right now, his passer rating of 121.5, career is 103.9. Touchdowns to interception ratio, 412 to 89, I think is the highest of all time above a certain number of attempts. He was 48 touchdowns to 5 interceptions last year. 48 touchdowns to 5 interceptions! Do you know how good that is? In the NFL, passing yards, 4,300, 71% completion. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Here's the thing. If you looked at the Packers, or rather, if you heard about a quarterback who was disgruntled with his team, they weren't going anywhere, whatever, he wanted out, and you started looking around, let's say the Packers didn't have Rodgers, and you said, where would Rodgers be a fit? Where should this guy go? Packers, if they're not at the very top of the list, would be close to it. You want to say the Niners would be? Okay, but they just spent so much draft capital to move up to 3. It seems like they're intent on taking a quarterback in the draft. Certainly, Packers would be a top 3 or 4 destination for Rodgers were he not already there and he wanted out of wherever he was. In the NFL, Brady in New England was different. He'd proven everything he could with Belichick and the cupboard was bare. He didn't have receivers. He didn't have a whole bunch on offense. Rodgers, they just gave Aaron Jones. They have Devontae Adams. They draft talented running back. They have tight ends. Everywhere you look, they got guys. They're kind of loaded on offense. And they'll replace an offensive lineman in the draft. Like, what do they really need? They could use an offensive lineman, an upgraded corner, and maybe a wideout for depth. Huh? That's about it. Maybe a linebacker. Well, you know, fortunately, they have a lot of draft picks. Like, they have normal draft capital. They don't need to do it through free agency. No, Rodgers is in a great place right now. Look, Mike McCarthy, the league passed him by. That's what happened. They got rid of him, brought in LaFleur. Year one, Rodgers didn't know what he was doing in the system yet. Year one, they won 13 games and beat Russell Wilson in the playoffs. Year two, he was within spitting distance of the Super Bowl, and they would have won the Super Bowl given how banged up the Chiefs were. But, you know, look, Rodgers blundered. He had daylight to the end zone, didn't run it, threw it instead. And then coach blundered even bigger, took the ball out of his hands on fourth down, handed it to Tom Brady. Well, I mean, okay, but they had a real shot to get to the Super Bowl this year. They should get better. They don't have to draft a quarterback for the future in this draft. Nah, how many situations would be better for Rodgers? No, if I were Rodgers, I would say, all right, y'all, you want some cap relief? I'll restructure my deal. You see these contracts that you know, Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott just got? Hook me up. Well, you're older. I just do 48 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Shut up. Give me the money. And if they did, if I were Rodgers, I would sign. If they're trying to play him cheap, If they're like, no, we love Jordan Love and we're going to move on from you and we don't want to, you know, redo it in a way that you might like because then it'll be harder to trade you. We'll take a cap hit a year or two from now. Why would Rodgers accommodate them? Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. You got thoughts on Aaron Rodgers? I'll take your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're celebrating the third birthday of ESPN Plus. That's right. I was just talking about it. It's been 3 years of bringing you hat tricks, three-pointers, 30 for 30s, and so much more. What's a hat trick? Celebrate with us today by streaming your favorite live sports, originals, and documentaries on ESPN+. I will be streaming The Max Kellerman Show. Actually, not just The Max Kellerman Show, but also Max on Boxing. That's right. Both. They're both hosted by a fella who I hear is a dashingly good-looking and extremely articulate, charismatic, controversial sports host. Max Kellerman is his name. And I hear it's can't miss. So that's what I'll be streaming. And maybe you should too. For real, ESPN Plus, when you talk about bang for your entertainment buck, I don't think there's... In the old days, people used to say, the Sunday New York Times is the best bang for your entertainment buck, right? It was like a dollar back then. And you had all the, I ain't got nothing on ESPN Plus. I got news for you. Do you know this is no lie? I used to have to cut school. There was a McDonald's in the 20s on Lexington. I used to cut school in high school, and in the basement, they used to show old Ali fights. I'd watch Ali, you know, title defense against Carl Mildenberger. I had to literally cut school to see it. ESPN Plus has everything. Boxing, UFC, you have Joe Montana breaking down playoff games. You have everything you could want. Kobe Bryant doing the same stuff. Thanks for joining us the past 3 years. If you don't have ESPN Plus yet, it ain't too late to join the party. Trust me, you will not be sorry. Best bang for your entertainment buck, whole world. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Aaron Rodgers, the reason for the Packers' lack of moves. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Packers ain't got to make that many moves. Just draft well. They're set up pretty nice. Pretty nicely. Ben in Virginia, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hello?
Yes, Ben.
Hey, how are you, Max?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Do you have any thoughts about sports in general or perhaps Aaron Rodgers specifically?
I think the whole Aaron Rodgers scenario, you know, I think the best thing for him is just to stay in Green Bay. I know you said on your show there's no cap space for him, but I think you look at the Brady situation last year, he joined an awesome defense.
Ben, let's start over.
Look at the offense.
Ben, we have to start over. Listen. You're calling a radio show. Maybe you're a little bit nervous. I was when I was a kid. I'd call a radio show. I get my heart beating fast. Oh, they're about to take my call. But like, you know, if you just say, hey, what's up? And then there's a pause and then there's this, that I need your opinion. I need it. If you want it, I don't need it. But if you'd like to offer it, I'll respond to it. So, Ben, I'm going to put you on hold. Wait, I'm going to put you on hold. You've lost your place in line. I'm going to get back to you. I want you to think about coming out with a fire opinion. Frank in Florida, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, Max? Which team do you think is like an Aaron Rodgers away from a Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, the Niners. Like, I think everyone's thinking that. If the Niners, Shanahan gets his hands on Aaron Rodgers and you put him on that team, they'd win right now, you'd think. But I think Green Bay should be coming off a Super Bowl win, right? Rodgers runs for the end zone. Even he gets stopped on the 1 yard line, the 2 yard line. There's no way LaFleur doesn't go for it on fourth down. Let's face it. Certainly you're not just going to hand the ball back to Brady, and if you did, he'd be pinned on the 1 yard line. You know, like, you wind up with a safety and win the game that way. Like, who knows? So, like, and if they win that game against Tampa, they're going to beat a depleted Chiefs team. But I think Green Bay is a real good answer. San Francisco also. Let's get back to Ben, see if what he's worked out here. Ben, let's try it again. Ben in Virginia, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Ben? No, Ben. See, I don't like to just lose these kids. I want to show them the way. Wait, I hear Ben.
Max, I'm ready.
Now Ben's ready. I could see. He went back to training camp. He put in the work, and now he's ready. Ding, ding. Round one. What you got, Ben?
Trevor Lawrence is not the best quarterback in this draft. If I
that's
put all
it.
My money in the
Stop.
One quarterback that's going to make it, I'm going Justin Fields.
Freeze! Ben, you did it! Listen to that. I worked with so many callers with this. He did it, Raj. Did you hear that? What a difference.
Oh,
Ben, did you hear that?
We should send this to the radio, Sports Radio Hall of Fame Museum, just how to prepare a caller. You trained him, Max. You put him on hold. He got over the stage fright. He came out fired.
I mean, think about it. I don't even know. Ben, when you first called, I didn't know what your point was. Hey, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers, blah, blah, blah. Everyone was asleep already, and there was a long, awkward pause, and then it was what's up, and there was no content. You just came out and said, Ben, let me ask something. Was that your point originally?
No, but I've been thinking that for a while, and
yes.
Bring a point, and that was actually what I thought about. I was afraid to say
yes.
It on the radio, but there you go.
That's it! Trevor, who is the best? You said Justin Fields is the best? You know what? I gotta be honest. You gave me some heart to say this. I suspect Zach Wilson's the best quarterback in the draft. I suspect, if I'd like to be the Jets right now, because you can't pass on Trevor Lawrence, right? But at least, that way... You got that decision taken away. You get to take Zach Wilson or Justin Fields. Why do you like Justin Fields best in this draft?
Mobile, can throw the ball, and what he proved in the playoffs this past season, he is a winner.
I like
that
it.
Can go through all odds, took big hits, can fight through anything pretty much, and he just seems like a well-rounded kid that can make a difference in the NFL right away.
This is quite a call. If I had some prize to give away, I'd give it to Ben. What a turnaround. What a turn. You know, people have a problem. You play in a little league or something, you get most improved player. Everyone's like, oh, that means I was no good. No. I had a brother who once won a most improved player in a little league, and he was like, that's like a rookie of the year. That's right. What a turnaround for Ben. It's unbelievable, Raj. Trevor Lawrence and the best quarterback in the draft is Justin Fields. And then he came up with a reason why it's Fields. And they were good reasons. Wow. Did the Lakers make a statement? Is that what they did against the Nets, make a statement? Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.